The Blue Hole is located on land belonging to the Sisters of the Charity of the Incarnate Word and the nonprofit organization Headwaters at Incarnate Word Care For It. Pamela Ball is its associate director. She's thrilled to see the spring flowing again after being dry for more than a year.
As a result of the heavy rainfalls, the Edwards Aquifer rose to the level of 672 or higher. It changes daily. And as a result, our Blue Hole, the source spring of the San Antonio River, has now started to flow again.
According to the history of the Blue Hole kept by the Headwaters at Incarnate Word, Native Americans believed the springs were spirit waters and gave birth to all creation. The spring's Caribbean blue waters add to the legendary tales. Ball says the blue color is natural.
That is the minerals coming from the water and the surrounding rock formations. And if we have a nice flow over a period of time, it will become a deep, deep Caribbean blue. And it will continue to look blue in the outflow down the creek.
The Blue Hole was quite a gusher before modern-day San Antonio grew up all around it.
We didn't have the climate change experiences taking place. The water table was higher. The Edwards Aquifer table was higher. And we would have seen the Blue Hole shooting water up to 20 feet in the air continuously, known as a fountain spring.
The Headwaters group celebrates the Blue Hole, the Comal Springs, San Marcos Springs, and Barton Springs in Austin as the four fountain springs of Texas, which have fed rivers that have sustained humans for nearly 12,000 years. The White Shaman panel, a 4,000-year-old rock wall painting on the lower Pecos, may depict the four springs. Ball says the public, including school groups, can visit the spring, but they should contact the Headwaters at the Incarnate Word office for a parking pass, since the nearby university police do issue tickets if parking goes beyond 30 minutes. The spring grounds are open 7 days a week, weather permitting. She said San Antonians can learn more about the Headwaters at Incarnate Word, including making donations, by visiting their website, headwaters-iw.org. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.